that salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. And when Jesus entered into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, he asked them a question. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And some said that you're John the Baptist. But John the Baptist was his forerunner, right? Mm-hmm. Some say you're Elias, but you're talking about Elijah. But Elijah was a prophet of God. Some say you're Jeremiah. But Jesus said, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter, he was a spokesman for him last time, wasn't he? Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon, bar Jonah, which means Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
And I will say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell cannot overcome. Prevail means to overcome, to subdue and hold down. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why? Because we're in that body.
Amen.
We're the body of Christ. We're members in particular.
Amen.
The body of Jesus Christ. And we're living in a dark world. And I thank God for the messages that God's been speaking through Pastor Venable about hope.
Yes.
The Bible says tribulation works with patience. And that patient experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts. Isn't that right? The love of God. We have hope tonight. In the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the confusion, in the midst of all of the darkness, we have hope. The Word of God said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And we can see that, can't we? I mean, we can, it's hallelujah. I mean, if you got in the eyes, if you open the eyes, you can see, spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, we can see. But these things are happening today. But God is faithful.
Amen.
God is true. Yeah, my children, I'll call you to holiness. Walk with me. Walk close to me, my children. Follow me, for I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Follow me. Keep your eyes upon me. Turn not to the right nor to the left, but keep your eyes upon me, for I am the way.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. God is so good, isn't he?
Yes.
He's so good. Question. What did we talk about last week? Who did we talk about last week?
Yeah.
Who? Job. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to continue that tonight about Job. Job lived in the land of Uz, right?
Job.
Job, how many sons did Job have? How many children did Job have? I'm questioning you. How many children did Job have?
16, 12.
Nope. 12.
Having,
nope. 13. Yeah. 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 10. All right. Out of 10, how many sons did he have?
Seven
sons. And how many daughters?
Three.
Amen. Seven sons and three daughters. That's what Job had. Hallelujah. Thank God. Now, last week we went over Job chapter 1, didn't we? My. And we left Job in the heat. Hallelujah. But Job was a man that loved God. He loved God. Job had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yes.
He had all of this stuff God had blessed him with. He was and he had a great house. Old. He was the greatest man in all the East. A great man. He loved God. He served God. Now, tonight, we're going to look at Job chapter 2. We covered Job chapter 1 last week, where when the sons of God went up before God, Satan went up too, didn't he? And the Lord saw Satan and said, what's coming thou? Satan, where are you coming from? He said, from walking to and fro on the earth and walking up and down in it. And what did God say? Have you considered my servant Job? He's a perfect and upright man. Now, that didn't mean he was sinlessly perfect now. Jesus is the only man that ever walked earth sinlessly perfect, right?
Amen.
Job was a man that loved God, and he was perfectly committed to serving God.
Amen.
He loved God, and he served God. He obeyed God, and God blessed Job. He really blessed him. Amen. But the Lord permitted the devil to take all his stuff, didn't he? He did. He took all of his talent, everything, and even took all of his children. Amen. My. And let's pick it up right there. When he took all of his children and all, and what did Job do after all of this? Let's just see. Look at Job chapter 1. Let's just see what verse we want to get here. Job chapter 1, and it's after all this stuff was taken away. What you say?
We did.
We went
all the way to 22 for Job.
Oh, we went to 22,
we
you said?
We did.
All right.
We went all the way to chapter 22. Then you also covered Job 29:7-8.
All right. Well, somebody's really in there. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Well, thank the Lord. Today, that's right. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Thank God. Now, let's see that. What verse we want to start tonight? In all those. All right. Let's look at now. Tonight we're gonna start. We're gonna start here. Job chapter 1, verse. Let's look at verses 18, 19, 20, down to 22, yeah, again. That's why we're going to start tonight. Job chapter 1, verses 18 to 22. All right, brother.
While he was yet speaking, there came also another.
Mm-hmm.
He said, thy son and thy daughter were eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote four corners of the house.
My Lord. See, you know, the devil's a liar, isn't he?
Amen.
God permitted this. The devil's got power now.
Yeah.
You know that? I mean, God permitted him to have some power. But let's realize the devil can only do to us what God permitted him to do.
That's right.
when we're walking with God, we're right with God. The devil can't just come in and take control.
That's right.
Isn't that right? God said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt you as long as we walk worthy of God, continuing the Lord. So Job was walking with God, but God permitted the devil because the devil told God, that if he don't serve you for naught. Job's serving you because you've given him so much. Look at all that you've given him. And God said, just go on and just take his stuff. I'm paraphrasing that, right? God gave him opportunity to take his stuff. And he did. And now read. Start, continue, brother.
And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Every time something happened, a catastrophe happened, only one person escaped to give him the news, the bad news. All of his children were killed. All right, read.
Then Job arose and bring his mantle and shaved his head.
Job arose and tore his mantle, or ripped his mantle, tore his mantle, and shaved his head. Read, and what did Job say? And he did what?
He worshiped.
Hallelujah. He worshiped God. After all of this, this was a man that loved God. If you love God, you'll serve him. You'll worship him. You'll obey him. When you really know God. See, some people know about God. Isn't that right? Because if they hear somebody say, you know, this and say this about God. But then other people really know God. But to know God, now I believe it's a lifelong study and a lifelong pursuit to really, really know God. Because the Apostle Paul said that I may know him. And Paul had known God for years. But what is it? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. What was he saying? I want a more intimate relationship with God.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. I want to walk closer to God. I want to do his will. In other words, every time the Lord takes a step, I want to step right in his track. I want to just be that close to the Lord. I want to follow him. I want to know him. And we can know him. But it's going to take something on our part. Isn't that right? You're not going to know him just because you got to get up and you got to pray. Got to do some fasting. You got to get in the word of God. Isn't that right? You got to talk to God.
Amen.
To know God, get in the word of God. That's how we know. Isn't that right?
Amen.
His word is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Yes.
The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Isn't that right? The word. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words I speak unto you, hallelujah, thank God. They're going to judge you in the last days. That's what he let those unbelievers know. He had a lot of unbelievers back there, didn't it? Amen, but he had some believers. All right, read on, my brother.
And said, naked I came out of my mother's womb.
Listen to what Job said. Hallelujah. Naked I came out. When I came out of my mother's womb, I was naked. Uh-huh.
And naked shall I return thither.
All right.
The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
In all of this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly.
Isn't that something? He didn't sin or charge God foolish, although all this had come upon him. He didn't know why. He did not know why, but he knew God was faithful.
Yes.
He knew God was true. How did he know God was faithful and true? Over the years, Job had served God. Job had seen what God could do and what God did do. And he believed God. And he had a testimony. We have a testimony tonight.
Yes.
The Bible says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. We have testimonies, don't we? Yes, we do. And pray for the family that came in this morning. Pray for Sister Dula's daughter, Tasha. Pray for her and her husband and family that came up this morning to rededicate their lives to the Lord. Pray for them. Pray that God will really help them and strengthen them and encourage them. And they'll come out and hear the word of God.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
They need to come and hear the word of God. And hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Saints, it's time that we love God above all and love one another. Isn't that right? Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciple. If what? If you have love one to the other. If you love one another. People going to know you're my disciple by loving one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Brother, I have a testimony.
All right.
Friday evening, James took home a buddy from work to Gibson with his daughter's truck. He picked up his daughter and he picked his vehicle with the daughter. And he stopped by this tree that had some lemons on it. And he climbed up there, he had his foot on one limb, but it broke.
Yeah.
And he fell.
And
God took care of him. He didn't break no bones. He didn't get seriously damaged. And I almost thank God for keeping his hands on him.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. God is, that's a testimony right there. And see, now Lemon Tree got stickers on it. Isn't that right? Boy. And I said to him, he got stuck up, you know, by my mind. I mean, we had one. In fact, we got one there, but it cut it down. I mean, it's the stump is still there. If you want, you come get it. Amen. The stump is
way up there.
Yeah. Well, thank God. Thank God for protecting our brother and delivering him. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is true. And Pastor Benham have a great testimony, doesn't he? God delivered him. He had that stroke, but God brought him back. God's people have testimonies because God is doing a lot for his people. Isn't that right? And we're living in the end, and it's about Christmas time. Saints, let's really keep Christ in Christmas.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Jesus is the reason for the season. Isn't that right? Yes. He was born, that child was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. And Herod the king was a wicked man, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And God showed the star to the wise men, you know, and they went to Herod, and Herod told him, "Say, you go and search diligently, and when you have found the child, bring me word that I may come and worship him also." Yeah, tell me about it. He wanted to kill him because Herod said, "No, I'm the king. I mean, another king? I can't have another king." But the wise men went, and God led them to Jesus. But it was revealed to them, don't go back to Herod. Don't you go back to, but they returned to this in another way. There was another way, didn't it? Amen. And after Herod found out, after a while, he knew that he had been mocked by the wise man. He killed, listen to this now, he began to kill out a lot of children, didn't he? He killed out for, what was it, so many, what, 3 years old, and I don't know. But he killed out a lot of children, and the Bible said Rachel, weeping over her children. But they were not. She wept over her children. Hallelujah. He had killed them out. You're talking about the devil as a liar and the father of a lie. They tried their best to get rid of Jesus, but they couldn't do it. See, you got to realize God is above the devil. God is ahead of the devil. Hallelujah. God's ahead, isn't that right? God is the head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. When the devil come up to Jesus, he tremble. You know that, don't you? He tremble. Hallelujah. Because he knows God is powerful. God is all power. And the devil know this. His doom is sealed.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
He's going to be cast into the lake of fire. And the word of God to how he have come down to us. And he's angry. Knowing that he had but a short time. He don't have but a short time. And he know that. So everybody can to get to go with him into the lake of fire. He going to get them. Everybody can really get. Isn't that right? Because hell was made for who? The devil and his angels. Isn't that right? Hell was made for the devil and his angels. Anybody else that stick their nose in it, they're intruding. They intrude in somewhere. They really didn't belong. Hallelujah. But you got a deceiver. You got a maligner. The devil is a maligner. He dig up any dirt he can on God's people. Doesn't he?
Amen.
He tried to anyway. And he'll lie on God's people. Like they did Stephen. Remember Stephen? He was a deacon. But they lied on him. But God took care of him. I mean, he was stoned to death, but he went to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went to heaven. He went to his home. How many of y'all know heaven is our home?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So, glory. Glory. So if heaven is our home, we don't have to worry about anything, do we? But we got to live holy, live pure, and live righteous before God each day. You don't just sit down and twiddle your thumbs. No, you don't. And say, God's going to take care. God's not going to take care of everything. We got something to do, isn't that right?
Amen.
And that's a daily task.
Amen.
To walk worthy of God. All right, Job chapter 2, begin at verse 1. Yes. And there's two verses I want to hone in on.
And again, there was a day when the Son of God came to present himself before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan came came also among them.
Satan came among them.
To present himself before the Lord.
So, Satan came to present himself before the Lord. All right, read.
And the Lord said to Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and from in the earth and from walking up and down in it.
Stop right there. See, Satan, he go to and fro on earth, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And he walk up and down in it. And the word of God said, he said the devil is as a roaring lion. As a roaring lion. He didn't say he was a roaring lion, but he's as a roaring lion. Goeth about seeking whom he may devour. And he's devouring people. The people that don't turn to God and live for God. Isn't that right? We can't make it without God.
Amen.
We're all lost without the Lord. But we have hope because we that know the Lord have hope. And thank God for that hope tonight. Hallelujah. And remember those families in prayer. You know, the children, the young, you know, such so sad. Those young children just shot down, just killed. Pray for those families. Pray for them, saints. It's a... Yeah, that's what I was mentioning. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. But 20 children, the man killed 20 children. My Lord. And those parents, you know that they are really hurt. I mean, they're torn to the core. You got what, 6-year-old, 7-year-old? Your family, your children, you love them. My, somebody just come in and just kill them like that. My Lord, hallelujah. Lord, help the families, Lord. Let's pray for those families, saints. God, help them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. God, la sero mokunda la masero bukuya. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. God, encourage those families, Lord God. Help them to turn to you, Lord God, and look to you. Give them strength, Lord God. Bring them through, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the word of God say, weep with them that do weep. And rejoice with them that do rejoice.
Right.
Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. So God, that's what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I really want to be a Christian.
Yes.
Yeah, I really do. I really want to be a Christian. And I know you all do. Amen. Because the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Why were they called Christians? Because they followed Jesus. They did the same thing Jesus did. Didn't they?
Amen.
Amen. They lived holy. They lived pure. And God used them many times, but to heal the sick, cast out devils, hallelujah, to do works, miracles. God used them, miracles through them.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Because they loved God. They loved him. Remember, there was a lady by the name of Dorcas. And she did many alms deeds. You know, she sowed and she did many alms deeds. And she died. And they sent for Peter. After she had died. And when Peter came, they took him up where she was in this chamber, took him up there, and Peter put them all out, and Peter kneeled down and prayed, and he turned to the body and said, Tabitha, Dorcas or Tabitha, he turned to the body and said, Tabitha, arise, and she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he presented them alive, her alive to them. Amen. God used them, didn't he? But let's say this now. God is still using his people. God is still doing those miracles. Isn't he? Yes, he is. We God, show us. Let us see your mighty hand, Lord. Lord, we claim signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord. Because you said in your word, Lord God, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Don't we believe that? Don't we believe that? Don't we believe that? Well, why do we believe that? Because God said it. Hallelujah. God said it. God said it is so, and we believe it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God, saints. Praise God. I'm on my blessing flow. We are blessed.
Amen.
We have lived almost a whole year, haven't we? This year is about to end. 2012 is about gone.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Have we traveled any further on the road toward God? Have we? No, I'm talking about myself, first of all. You all have to just examine yourselves, all right? Where are we with God now? God wants us to be further, close to Him. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, He does. Because the Word of God says, and I love this scripture. It says, Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. A light should get brighter and brighter. It really should.
As,
hallelujah. As we let Jesus live in us and live through us and shine through us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what God is calling for. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes.
Read on, brothers. I'm going to get this done. We got to go.
And the Lord said to Satan,
uh-huh.
Has thou considered my servant Job?
You considered my servant Job.
That there is none like him in the earth.
You hear that? None like him. God was bragging on Job. Mm-hmm.
One that feared God and
excuse evil. In other words, shuns evil. Get away from evil. Shuns it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still, he holds fast his integrity.
Stop right there. He holds fast his integrity. Is that the end of that verse?
No.
I'll read the rest of it.
Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause.
Isn't that something? This man still holds his integrity. He's still standing up for truth. Integrity, we don't find a lot of that today, do we? We don't, but we should. A person that has integrity is a person that I looked the word up, but we can really work with this a little bit. I looked the word integrity up, and it says honesty, sincerity, uprightness, wholeness, completeness, truthfulness. So let's talk about a person that will do what they say they'll do.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Now, you know, say if you promise somebody you can do something, you do your best to do it. If you can't do it, you know, you say, look, something happened, I can't make it, right?
Amen.
But you do your best to get in touch with them. If you borrow some money from somebody, so I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back Friday. Now, if you come up a little short and don't have it, don't dodge the person. If you see the person come, don't dodge them. Isn't that right? Call them if you can. I walk up to them and say, look, I'm so sorry. I meant to pay you back, but something happened. I can't do it. That's right? That's right. That's the person of integrity. They try to do what's right to the best of their ability. Amen. According to godliness. See, this is, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Job, but really, listen to this. It is said that most men and women can endure adversity, but if you want to prove a person's character, give them power. If you give a person power, you can tell what they really are, can't you? Authority, you know, you can tell what they really are. Amen. But that character, reputation is what people think you are, but character is what you really are.
Amen.
That's what you really are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so Job was a man of integrity, a man of character. He stood for truth. He held to the word of God. You need to read the book of Job. It's a good book to read, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Just take your time and just read through the book of Job. You'll see all of it. Amen?
Amen.
It'll help us. It'll help us. Amen. So God said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job and how that he's still holding his integrity? He haven't turned away from me. So what God is saying to what God is saying to Satan, that Job won round one. Job won round one because he held on to me. Although I did all these things to Job, I permitted you to do all these things to Job, but Job held his integrity. Job won round one. Amen? All right, let's go. Read on. Mm-hmm. All right.
But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face.
See what he said to God? He said, now, if you, hallelujah, you put forth your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, he'll curse you to your face. Read. That's what Satan said to the Lord. So he, skin for skin, read.
And the Lord said unto Satan, mm-hmm. Behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life.
He's in your hands, don't kill him. He's in your hand, don't kill him. Do what you want to with him, he's in your hand. And what happened?
So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sword forth from the sole of his foot unto his crown.
Isn't that something? Smote him with boils from the his feet to his head, boils. Anybody ever had a boil? Not so pleasant, are they? You ever had one? I have too. They're not pleasant. But this man had them all over him. So Job, what did Job do? Job went out to the ash pile, went out to the dump, out to the, what did it say? Read.
And he took him a posture to scrape himself with it. And he sat down among the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
right there. Save that verse. He went out to the ash pile and he got a piece of pottery and began to scrape those balls. My. Sore balls. He scraped them. Whew. Rough thing, isn't it? Rough. Hard. Amen. Hallelujah. But Job hadn't given up. And what did it read on? It's verse 9 you can read, right?
Yes, sir.
What did it say?
Then said his wife unto him.
Now see, his wife saw all this happening to Job, and she began to say something to him. Instead of her encouraging him, you know, but this is what she said.
Dost thou still retain thy integrity?
Do you still hold on to God? Are you still trusting God? Do you still believe God? All this that have come upon you, do you still believe God?
Curse God and die.
Listen to what she said to him. Curse God and die.
But he said unto her, thou speakest.
Stop right there. Curse God and die. All this God have done to you, and you still believe in God? You still holding on to God? She said, curse God and die. But hold on a minute. Before we get to that verse, let's see. Hold on a minute. Hallelujah. That's verse 9, isn't it? All right, hold on. Through all this, Job's faith remained strong. Listen, in the confusion, because he didn't know why this was happening, all right? So that his wife could not accuse him of insincerity as Satan had. See, Satan said he wasn't sincere, but his wife couldn't accuse him of that. Then her argument is, in effect, let go of your piety and curse God. Listen to this now. And then he will end your life for blaspheming. Isn't that something? Curse God and die. You're in such bad shape, man. And you still believe God? You're still holding on? All right, death under conditions would be preferable to living. She added, listen, she added temptation to affliction because she advised him to sin. Isn't that something? She advised him to sin. She said, curse God and die. That was his wife talking to him. My. But I'll tell you something, the devil, he'll do his best to get in the closest thing to you to defeat you if he can. Isn't that right?
Amen.
He will. Hallelujah. But what, read on. Read the next verse.
But he said unto her.
He said to her.
Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaker.
Mm-hmm.
What shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips.
All right. Isn't that something? All right. He said, you speak like one of the foolish women. Listen to this now. Not meaning silly or ridiculous, but acting as one who rejects God or God's revealed will. Hallelujah. The word is used of the unwise in Psalms 14. You can read, y'all can read that. Read Psalms 14:1 anyway. Psalms 14, verse 1.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
They have done
abominable
works.
Yeah.
There is none that does good.
All right. Look at Proverbs 30, verse 22. Proverbs 30, verse 22. And she's not heard of again in this book, except indirectly. Proverbs.
For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he is filled with meat.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good enough, sir. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Listen, Job lived out and explained. All right. Go read on, brother. I'm going to finish this up here. Read the next verse. Go ahead. In Job. Hallelujah. Praise God. What did it say? To 11.
Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came everyone from his own place. Eliphaz and Eliphaz the Temanite, and Beldad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him,
uh-huh,
and to comfort him.
Yeah.
And when they lift up their eyes afar off and knew him not.
They didn't know. See, they couldn't recognize him. He was in such bad shape. They looked afar off and saw. Read.
They lift up their voice and wept.
Listen.
And they rent everyone his mantle.
When they saw him, they lifted up their voice and they wept and they tore their clothes. They tore their mantle. Read.
And sprinkled dust upon their head.
Sprinkled dust upon their head. Uh-huh. And see what they did. Read.
So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him. But they saw that his grief was very great.
Mm-hmm. See, you see that? Isn't that something? They came, and we're going to stop there tonight. They came, and they saw his grief was so great. They sit down, they put dust on their heads, and they sit down, hallelujah, but for 7 days and 7 nights, and didn't speak a word to him. Sit there with it. Isn't that something? They saw his grief, his turmoil, his troubles. And God permitted this to happen, didn't he? To bring him out. We'll see later what happened. But God permitted this to happen. Those three men that came to talk to him. Hallelujah. God is so good.
Yes.
Give God some praise tonight. Give God a hand clap. Saints, it's time to pray. Amen. Let's this week, let's make sure, let's call about some time to pray. You know, the Bible tells us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Redeem the time. Buy it up. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. We live in the end time. We live in evil days. But God is good. God is faithful. God is true. God will never fail. He cannot fail. Is there anything too hard for God? No, there's nothing too hard for God. But God wants us to really, he wants us to try him, to prove him. Isn't that right? He does. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This church is really going to grow. God's going to add souls to this church. Amen. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Honest hearts, hungry hearts, pure hearts. He's going to add to the church. Brother Doug, will you play something there for us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Saints, let's really. God is blessing. He's speaking through our pastor. Amen. To carry us on to higher heights and deeper depths in him. Let's not hold back. Let's go forward. Following God. Amen. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Following God. Obeying his voice. Hallelujah. And we'll see. We'll see the victory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory.